Hey, it's Frank Grillo, also known as Crossbones, and you're listening to my favorite Game Fix show.
Spider-Man here.
Hey, what's up? This is Dave Fennoy.
Hey, guys. This is Ashley Birch.
This is Master Daniel Piscina.
You're listening to the Game Fix Podcast.
Welcome to Game Fix Podcast.
And you're listening to the Game Fix Show.
I listen to the Game Fix Show, you know, to make me feel better about myself, about the world.
All right, partner. You know what time it is.
Let's go crazy! Go crazy!
Hello, welcome to another edition of the Game Fix Podcast. I am Spanish.
And I am Verlaine. Make sure to check out our website, gamefixshow.com, and our weekly stream of our weekly recorded podcast. Right here, if you're not, facebook.com/gamefixshow.
That's right. Yeah, we have another place to find us on our website, gamefixshow.com. If you notice in the top right-hand corner of it, you can actually see our social medias there. Just click on any of those, like, subscribe, follow. We really appreciate any of those. And then, of course, we have a Patreon, and right now the Patreon is kind of cooking, at least this past month. We posted a couple of new things, so if you are not a Patreon, you should probably get there and do that. You get some behind the scenes. You just heard Frank Grillo in our intro today. You get those behind the scenes stuff that you guys didn't get to hear on the actual interview that we did. Cause you know, we talk to celebrities before we go live, and just to kind of like get a feel of the land, and you know, there might be another story that they didn't explain that you'll get in that audio. So that is actually available for you right on our Patreon. And that is available for the $5 and up tier. So yes,
it's a good one. Mm-hmm. A lot of bad words.
A lot of bad words. Yeah, a lot of bad words. No, good guy, though. It was a really, really fun to have him on the show and to promote his new movie. And yeah, you know, just, you know, he's Crossbones in the MCU. So
first MCU person.
It really was. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't our first Marvel person, because right. Yuri would be considered Marvel. Right. So,
yeah.
But there is a lot we've got to get to this week. A lot of the stories have to do with money. So we're talking money today. A lot of money being thrown around, and we got to get to a lot of it and kind of unwrap it, which actually goes with there's a Pokemon Go update, but it's a physical update, not a digital update. We will fill you in. Also, maybe some Hall of Fame, video game Hall of Fame candidates. We got to talk about it. Maybe some stuff that we think, maybe there's a couple games that we think should make the Hall of Fame over these games, or maybe we agree. We'll see. We'd love for you guys to kind of respond in the chat room pretty much on every story that we talk about. That would be awesome as well. And we also have to get to what we've been playing, but I will say that Mike has been playing a game this past week. He says, in the spirit of Road to WrestleMania, he's going to be doing his retro reboot this week on the WWF WrestleMania Challenge on the NES, which is so funny because he told me that, and I was like, I haven't heard that title of that game in, I couldn't even tell you how long, right? Probably 20 years. So yeah. So please look for that, gamefixshow.com. So a lot to get to, but we got to talk about what we've been playing, and please let us know what you guys have been playing right there in the chat room. Verlaine, start us off. What have you been playing this week?
I went back into Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows. Nice. I mean, it's still one of my favorite like fighting games like that, because you get four turtles, you do so much stuff.
Yeah.
And it's, I figured that the more I go to it, my chances of succeeding at like, all I'm trying to do is, I have two achievements left in the game. I have to beat the arcade game, which is just one go through. Like once you die, you have to start over if you realize, and then beat the survival all the way through 20 levels. And every time I take too much time off, I forget how to play, because there's a lot more than just buttons. Like there's a lot of moves to it. And in order to survive, every time you start out with like three different things you have to achieve, like kill this many guys doing this, revive, you know, like do three things, and then you'll get a pizza, which will essentially give you another life. you have to keep doing these in order to get pizzas, in order to progress, because you're, even your AI guys are going to start dying. That's where you start forgetting how to do things. Because when it's like, hey, you know, do this much, a combo with six, you don't know if you're supposed to do a six hit combo, kill six guys, do six different moves. So it's like things like that. You have to like start playing. You'll start understanding. But I played Warzone with you guys.
Yeah.
And that was fun. And I played Rick and Morty, the VR game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's funny because I bought this game a long time ago because they started just, I think it was on sale, and they started showing Rick and Morty on Adult Swim maybe. And I've only seen like a few episodes, but I was like, whatever.
You started watching it on HBO Max. Is that right?
So on Adult Swim, they only play like the same couple episodes. So I played the game. I'm like, okay, I get it. I see some of the stuff from the cartoons. All right. But now that I've watched every single episode in the series, I went back and played it, and wow, the game is so much cooler now that I know everything. It's like going into like, you know, a garage full of just Easter eggs for the show. You get to interact with all this stuff, and then you get to go to levels. I just went to the first action level where you get to put the, if anybody watches Rick and Morty, they'll know the Purge level, the Purge episode robot suit with just two guns for arms.
Yeah, yeah.
And all the insect guys, the traditional enemy of that series, are just swarming you, and you just have to like shoot them all in the air. And see, that level I saw in the trailer and I'm like, ah, just shooting a bunch of bugs, that's stupid. But now I know who the bugs are. You know, it like makes way more sense.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a game I'm going
to
complete.
It's very
sure.
It's very close to the show.
Oh, dude. Yeah. And you know,
yeah,
you would love it because,
oh, I've already played it.
It's puzzle.
Yeah, I do.
It is like,
I've already played it. I love when, I mean, I didn't get that very far in it. Let me at least say that. But I do like how there was that little like dome that you could like make yourself smaller,
yeah,
to like, you know, and then you kind of have to figure out like the puzzle and everything. And then you have to open up the, like that portal to space.
Yeah.
Which was really weird, because like it was cool because you can like stick your head in the portal and it's like you're in space now.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Did you fix the car yet?
That was
hard.
Yeah, it was really hard.
Things handed off,
yep,
to you and stuff.
It was hard to get to turn them.
Yes,
and that's what I was a little more frustrated on when I played that before. Yeah. But like maybe who knows? Maybe in the VR and PSVR 2 that'll be solved.
Yeah, for sure. That was the biggest downfall of that game is the controls when you, yeah, start reaching for, because it's actually made kind of like a room capture game. Like they want you to walk around.
Yeah.
You know, they want you to walk around. It's meant to walk around, but you really can't with the PS4. And it's unfortunate because I think this is also an exclusive for PS4. But dude, Oculus, if it was on the Oculus Go, like, dude, that would be way better.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You just room scale the whole garage and you could just walk around a room.
That's cool.
Yeah. So that's it. That's my gaming.
That's cool. No, that's cool. This week for me, I forgot to mention. So at the end of the show, we got to talk about the Bucky and Sam fan jam, right? which is our review on this week, which will be episode 2 of the Falcon and Winter Soldier on Disney Plus. So if you haven't seen episode 2, we will do it at the very end. So we don't want to give too much away. How's that? Fair? Good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. I actually got into the Switch. I always play the Switch. I don't always talk about it, but I generally play the Switch almost every week. And what's that?
I said I wouldn't talk about it either.
Oh, you I wouldn't talk about it either. That's fair. Well, I finally got to play, and it's so funny because in a couple of days it's gonna be gone. But I finally got to play Super Mario 35. Mm-hmm. Did I mention that last week? Maybe I did mention
you
that
said one. You played it before.
Okay. Well, like, yeah, like for like a minute
when
before
it first came out.
Yeah. But now I'm like, I actually started playing it and it's actually really fun. It's challenging. And like, it's so funny because like when you play, Tetris 99 or what is it? Tetris 99.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't take that long to get through a round. I would say it takes you roughly 5 minutes to get to the end and win or lose whatever happens. With this, I mean, I was playing for like 10 or 15 minutes on one round. So like
is it one level or
no. Like you start with the, you know, 1-1 and 1-2. Okay. So, and the more you do it and like power up or whatever, then you get other stages unlocked. So you get to go to different stages and all that. So at first it's kind of like you're kind of grinding through to get more stages, but then like as you go, it's actually pretty good. I enjoy
like
it.
It's pretty much like a speed run. You just want to do it faster than everybody. Like
no, not
speed run.
Not at all. What? It's not really a speed run. You will run out of time. Although every time you hit an opponent, you get 2 extra seconds. Although if you throw a fireball at them, you get 1 extra second. So it all depends on how you do it, you know.
And are they the real? They're the real levels from the game, though.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. But all. But so what happens is when you kill somebody, that actual Goomba or you know any of the Koopas or whatever, they actually get sent to somebody else's game. So they have more enemies coming at them.
Okay.
So, you know, so if you get to the stage where there's flying fish, I'll be in, you know, 1-1 and all of a sudden there's flying fish.
Right.
So it's a little, it's cool. It's crazy. It's fun. Yeah. It's actually pretty fun. I like how they did it. Although it's leaving. So I don't, whatever. The other game I played and for Lane, I'm actually a little sad that your Xbox is kind of dead because this game is totally up your alley. It's called Vicious Attack Llama Apocalypse. Have you heard about this game?
I only heard it, the title. That's it.
Okay, well,
it's like a free game, right?
It's a free game. Yeah, it was one of the free games this month. It's a top down, you know, and you're in this like four-legged mech, okay? And you have two different guns, okay? And then you can get different, you can actually find different guns in the battlefield and like upgrade them, okay? But like, dude, let me tell you, it is like zombies coming at you, but they're llama coming at you, and there are a shitload of llama that come at you. Like the game is like funny. Like I'm sitting there like laughing as I'm playing it. But no, if you get a chance, please, you got to try the game. Vala for short, obviously. But Vicious Attack Llama. No, now I forget the name of it. Oh no.
Apocalypse.
Thank you. I was like, what's the last word? What's the last word again? Vicious Attack Llama Apocalypse. So please. Yeah. If you get a chance, please download that game. It's fun. It's like, it's really good at like just kind of time waste, you know, because it's permadeath. Once you die, you start at the beginning again. Mm-hmm. As far as I know,
most games are a lot of indie games. That's like the thing they do now.
Well, you can actually start on the second level if you wanted to, you know what I mean? Like if you start the game right now, you'll start on the first level, obviously. But once you get past the first level, you can actually start on the second level.
So some stuff like Dead Cells, like some stuff will carry over.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Cool.
But no, it was cool. It's fun. I'm a big fan. Also, I played, I finally got into zombies. Call of Duty, Cold War.
All right.
And, dude, it is crazy. It's definitely a different way of looking at it, because you're kind of going through it, kind of like, what was the game where, when we played it for a little while, but the zombie attack game, they just came out with a second one actually.
State of Decay.
Thank you. It's kind of like the first level or whatever is kind of like State of Decay. But then you like all of a sudden find yourself inside a house and, you know, you're repairing the windows so they don't get through the window. You know, it's just like the old school. But then you like when you get done with that, then you go back outside. But it's like, I don't know. It's weird how they do it. And there's zombies, but they're like, I don't know. They're like zombies from space because like something is going on. I didn't get too deep into it.
They're always like something. It's always like demons or it's like something more than just like the traditional zombies.
Yeah. But no.
Magic.
Yeah, kind of. But it was fun. Whatever. Oh, you know what? I didn't mention, but in the Vicious Attack Llama Apocalypse, there's a Contra gun that you can,
like
that you can find, yeah, that you could find. And it's like, you know, like the little, it's actually pretty cool. And it's to me, I've tried to find two of them so I can have one on each side.
All right.
And like kind of have it going and you always have like bullets or rounds going out. Like what I do is I usually like hold the one side down, like half the clip. And then I start the second. So then once the one goes down to zero, the second one's still going. So once it reloads, then it kind of like, so you'll never have like no bullets going out. I think that's kind of like the idea in the game. You have to have like bullets always going out. So no, it's good. It's fun. Yeah. You should definitely give that a try too. So Yeah, but yeah, zombies, whatever. I don't know. I mean, it's just Call of Duty. It's Call of Duty zombies.
When you were talking about the llamas, it was actually reminding me about, I finally saw that movie, The Dead Don't Die.
Oh, The Dead Don't Die. Oh,
you like,
really?
They're like kind of slow, but yeah. In numbers, they end up just taking over because there's nothing you can really do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that movie was, it was something. It was different.
It was so weird.
I can't say that it was good, but no, I agree. I didn't think it was bad.
I agree. How about the line where he's talking about Star Wars? Like without like really saying it?
Yeah.
Like you like
the Death Star, the Star Destroyer. The
Star Destroyer.
Chain.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, what did he say something about? It's like my other job or something. Yeah, like
that. Pays the bills.
It pays the bills. That's what he's. It's so stupid and like just it's just in there like for no. And then like the ending is like, what is going on?
Yeah, that was weird.
They're like, well, like, fuck it. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. But yeah, no, it's good. But then there's the fourth wall that they break, and it's you know it's fun. I'm good. I'm so glad you watched that. That's good. Actually, you know what? Now that we're on it, I watched a couple of movies this past weekend because I'm getting ready. And Verlaine, I think you'll be excited for this. I have never seen any of the Godzillas or the Kongs.
Me either. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you haven't? I thought you did. I thought you were a fan. Okay.
No.
Well, I watched Godzilla. I watched Godzilla King of the Monsters. I need to get to Kong Skull Island because Wednesday is the release on HBO Max of the new Godzilla vs. Kong. So
is Godzilla and Godzilla King of the Monsters sequels?
Yes. Godzilla is the first. I believe Kong Skull Island is the second.
I could be wrong. The Matthew Broderick.
No. That's way before. Yeah, and then after that is the Godzilla King of the Monsters. But it's funny. I saw King of the Monsters, and I haven't seen Kong yet because I think I watched them out of order on accident. But like, I don't think it's going to ruin anything because they really didn't do much, and Kong isn't in the King of the Monsters. Sorry to ruin that for anyone, but like, yeah. Oh, Bocephus says the Godzilla with Matthew Broderick is amazeballs. I don't know about all that.
So bad. I mean, it might have been a good movie. I don't know because I watched it because I was like, what?
That was the Puff Daddy Cashmere cover, right? Like they, right? Yeah, it was. It totally was. Yeah, it totally was. So lame. So lame, but yeah. Donovan said he finally watched Boss Level and loved it. Good. Yeah, that's the one. That's the one we were talking about with Frank Grillo. That's awesome, Donovan. I'm glad you enjoyed it. It was fun. That's a fun movie. It really is. It's like kind of crazy. Although I do have a friend that watched it and didn't really like it, but he's not really much of a gamer. So I understood. I was like, well, that makes a lot of sense why you didn't like it. But no, it was fun. Okay, so we got a lot to get to. And I think what we need to start with is actually something you brought up right before the show started. This is actually quite interesting. Nexon. If you've ever heard of Nexon, I haven't. Have you heard of Nexon?
No, not before this article.
Okay, all right. Well, Nexon, it's the publisher of MapleStory. Is that right?
I've heard of MapleStory.
Yeah, yeah. They have sunk $874 million. See, this is the first story about money. You got that? $874 million into Hasbro, Bandai Namco, Konami, and Sega Sammy. I guess they kind of did it on the sly, right? Like, they didn't really talk about it.
They're not trying to... They did it... They're saying, like, and for once, I'm not going to even, I have nothing to really say about this yet.
Yeah.
But they're saying
this just came out. Yeah.
And the website this comes from is actually, it's a video game press release site. So it's not even like a commercialized fucking, so they sunk all this money into these companies because they actually believe that these companies are doing good. And that just their management team and the internals of the company are what they should be, what companies should be. Mm-hmm. That's what they said. They're not trying to like take like majority stake in these companies. They're not trying any kind of ownership or anything. They're just saying, out of this $1 billion we made last year, we're pretty much going to give you half of that.
1.5, dude. They made 1.5. I don't know any company that made that much money last year.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
And so they are just putting it back. And it's cool. I mean, obviously, it's a Japanese thing. They're all Japanese companies. But this is good because we don't hear anything really from even Konami. We don't hear very much from. Bandai Namco have the fighting games, but that's still under the radar. And then you got Sega Sammy, which is Japan's Sega. With this boost in money, all of these companies can essentially get either better versions of game, like better games, or more of them.
Yes.
I mean, as Sega, I think if they need this the most.
All gamers out there should be excited about this. This transaction is something that could be very positive for gamers. And yeah, I mean, like you said it, like this is something that we're looking forward to. I mean, there's, like I said, there's not a lot about this.
Yeah. Have the money, do whatever.
Although there is a quote, the Tokyo-based company described the move as a long-term friendly investment with no intention of acquisition to activism.
They're saying once they use the money for something, they're not going to swoop in and be like, okay, well, we own part of that.
Yes.
Once you use the money that we invested, some companies do that. They'll invest money, and once you start using that investment, they become some sort of something.
Yeah, yeah. But in this case, it's just like, no, go make games. It's like Tony Stark giving money to everybody, right?
So shape the future. One of the companies that they invested in was Hasbro.
Yeah.
And now I'm just making this assumption just based on context clues, because they're all Japanese companies and they're all video game companies. So I'm thinking this is the Hasbro division of gaming, which is kind of weird, but it's not, because Hasbro owns titles like G.I. Joe, Transformers. The board games and stuff. But, the toy properties that they do own, the video game division makes the video games own. So we can actually have good, I mean, there's Transformers games coming out soon. Like we can have good games for G.I. Joe, dude. He-Man.
Sure. Sure.
I grew up with He-Man, dude. I've always wanted a good He-Man card, good He-Man game.
What was the always. One? What was the one? It was the tabletop game or whatever.
What do you mean?
There was
a tabletop game.
Yeah. No, it was a video game, but it was like a tabletop battle game.
Oh,
and He-Man was in it.
Oh, no. The Toy Soldiers.
Toy Soldiers. That's what it was. Yeah. Yep.
There was a He-Man game that was only
It was all right.
On Android a while ago. It was like Android exclusive.
Okay.
And it's not even out anymore. And then the only other one was the Atari game.
Gotcha.
That I remember.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe this will help. I don't know. Obviously, it's a big speculation, but
how popular they've already proven that those three, He-Man, G.I. Joe, and Transformers, how popular they still are right now. Like, they'd be dumb not to do that. Not to capitalize on that.
I agree.
Nice.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Cool. That's awesome. That's good. It's good for the future. We'll see where this leads us. Obviously, we'll kind of stay close to the story to see if something comes out of this. I would imagine we probably won't know until a year at least, right? I mean, I don't know if we will ever even know. I don't know. Maybe we will. All right. Go from that amount of money to this amount of money. But in this case, it's a little bit of a different thing. So the police have busted, and I'm not talking about like Sting or anything. Anyway, they bust it's a $760 million video game cheating ring. So in other words, if you didn't know this, if you live under a rock, there are professional cheaters out there, and they do whatever they got to do to be dicks in the world. I think that's exactly what they do, right? Isn't that the point of their thing, or they're just here to ruin games? I don't know. What's the point of it? What's going on?
I think what it amounts to is they're really bad at video games, so then they start cheating to win. But then I can only win cheating, but I don't want people to know that, so I'm going to play it off like I'm cheating to hurt others, but I'm actually cheating because that's the only way I can win.
Yeah,
that's what they're doing, cheaters. Hmm. So yeah. All right. So,
well, no, you're fine. The Chinese police, they were actually working with Tencent Games, which is, I was like, oh, they're still a thing when I read that before. To take down like one of the biggest cheat provider based in China. So they were jailed, and around $46 million in assets were seized in this cheating ring. This is kind of crazy. This is big. This is something that could turn the tides as far as multiplayer online video games go, because this is kind of like, you know, it's pretty much saying that we're going to arrest you if you're doing this. You know, if it's something as big as it is, you know, at least that's what we're reading. But it's also kind of bad news, okay? Because this exists, and if this one exists, there's got to be more.
Well, yeah, they got the ones in China.
Yeah.
a lot more countries in the world than
absolutely.
China.
Absolutely. Wow.
Though China's laws, like a lot of the reason why China even gets away with stuff is their laws, like their trademark laws don't exist. Copyright laws don't exist. They are made to knock things off, which is fine. So it'd be only natural that, you know, yeah, they get busted with this cheating ring. I'm sure it just took so long because of the laws. Like they could, you know, they, for all we know, they are allowed to do what they're doing because of dumb loopholes. But this is the equivalent of them busting like a bootleg DVD ring.
Like, yeah, in a way. Yeah.
They would never be able to go for that. They would never waste their money, but somebody did. And this is what happens. And look, the next step is you find all these people. And what you're going to do is say, no jail time if you work for us. Mm-hmm. And then you have them develop all of the anti-cheat software in order to avoid jail time. And then we can actually have protected games because we've turned the bat, we've suicide squatted them.
In a way. Yes. In a way. Where do you put a, some kind of thing that blows up right in their head, right?
Yes.
Something like that. Actually, yeah, there's a new Suicide Squad. We're going to talk about that at the end of the show. Sorry. I apologize if anyone's offended by that news, but yeah, this is big. I mean, $760 million. Okay. Yeah. All right. This will definitely leave a little bit of a dent, but I don't know if it's the end all be all, right? I mean,
there's, well, Tencent, there's more. See, they do a lot of the PUBG, if I'm not mistaken, and they also are in charge of I think Call of Duty Mobile. Big games like that, the people can cheat, even though it's mobile, like you can cheat. And I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's a start. And hey, that's the biggest outcome we've ever had, as opposed to here in America, we bust individual people.
Yes.
So, but those individual people are actually usually getting these mods and cheating programs from companies based in China.
Okay.
So, I mean, that could actually trickle down and We'll see.
Another we'll see situation. That's pretty much what it is. All right. More money. Are you ready for more money?
Sure.
Money, money, money. This is kind of a softball, but we'll at least talk about it. So if you are into collecting games, a new high, or and someone would like to say a new low. You got that? Did you get that? On collecting games has happened. A rated Super Mario Brothers NES game, rated 9.6, just so everyone knows, has hit the bid of $372,000. That's a lot of money for one video game, and
for the most common video game probably ever.
Well, but the most uncommon because it's still in its plastic. So. Yeah, I you could say common. It is common.
The game is common.
The game is common, but for it to be still in the plastic is very uncommon, because most people just open that game to play it, right? Like, because the game was worth playing. Did you get that? Mm-hmm. I don't understand why people don't open shit like that. Like, I mean, I understand like figures and stuff. Like, I get it. But like, video games like are supposed to be played with. At least with a figure, you can look at it through the box.
Yeah, this is one of those things. That's just, it wasn't originally someone didn't buy this in the store and say, I'm going to save this and make it worth something, because they didn't know that the packaging itself was as rare. I mean, that's what it, you know, like the packaging for these games, the Mario Brothers that reached the first thing that we talked about, like the original packaging was the key, how it was one of the first packages to go out that just had a sticker sealing the box.
Yeah.
This is the first for, there's a small window of time where they were releasing with shrink wrap.
Right.
And that's what this one has, but it also has an unpunched, whatchamacallit, tab.
Oh, tab, but, right. Yeah.
But still, so you have this game that you just paid $300,000 for.
Well, it's no one's paid yet. It's still up for grabs if you guys have that kind of money.
Well, like
Heritage Auctions, if you're really so into it.
It's just something like this. Like, I get the rarity, but it being a common game,
it takes it. It's
not even a rare game. If it was a rare game and rare packaging, like, awesome. Like, that's worth having, because there could be somebody out there that would just want to buy it because of what it is and not what it represents. When you buy something like this, you're not buying it because you're a fan of Super Mario.
Yeah.
Really, you're buying it because it's just what it is. It's this expensive thing that has shrink wrap still on it. Like, it doesn't seem that important to me. I would rather go for, you know, something else. The Nintendo PlayStation hybrid thing, which fetched almost the same amount of money.
Right, yeah.
Same amount of money. That's, to me, should have fetched more because, I mean, is a rare piece of machinery.
Yeah. Like, there's really no, there's like, what, two in the world, right?
Right. So, yeah. Like, even it's just, I mean, that's fine. I get it. It's rare, but it's, I don't know. I'm more interested in the other things that fetch higher, even if it was something stupid, as long as it's rare and original.
Yeah.
But hey, man, I mean, the fact that these things are still out there, I mean, this is like destroying a store that just hasn't been touched in so long. And you're just finding a box of these things.
Yeah.
I don't know. People are just crazy. I have a feeling it's not even a gamer that would buy something like that.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it wouldn't be. No, there's no way. I've never met a gamer that was rich. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm sure there's a couple out there, I would imagine, but you know, come on. There can't be that many. Oh man. That's a lot of money. A lot of money. Not for me. I'm good on that. Although let's talk GameStop. Speaking of money. So GameStop is having some weird things happening. Obviously, you guys know about, you know, last month and all the stocks that happened with GameStop, and you know, it's just kind of craziness, right? Well, just announced a few days ago, rather, Reggie Fils-Aimé, you know, he used to be the president of Nintendo of America, right? Yeah. He was with the board of directors as far as GameStop. He has stepped down, which is no surprise. I'm not, whatever. I mean, it's just board of directors. So whatever. I don't know. I honestly don't really think it's that big a deal, but it's almost like, okay, whatever. Right. No, you know, I know. I mean, look, you hate Reggie. You hate Reggie.
It's not that I hate Reggie. I just don't like the fact that like people like Reggie when they don't even really know Reggie.
Yeah.
And see, you're right. Look, board of directors is an important position, but the fact that the article is like, they mentioned three names, he's the most popular that we know, and then they don't even mention the others. They're like, and that leaves two other fucking nobodies or whatever the fuck on the board of directors. I think the important thing here is that, yeah, weird things are happening with GameStop and even with Reggie. Like, I accuse him of everything and lying and he, you know, he goes and works for GameStop after saying he's done with Nintendo because of family shit, picks the lowest, like the company that's the only video game company that's failing to be on the board of directors. And then all this shit, nothing improves. The only thing improved that is their partnership with Microsoft, which I have a feeling the president of Nintendo of America, X, had nothing to do with. But then even after that, ignoring the stock shit, let's just put the stock shit that doesn't even like pertain to GameStop. That's just an anomaly that's actually being taken care of in court right now. Minus that, like outside of the Microsoft thing, they've got nothing. They've got this stupid idea to sell PC parts.
That's
like, was that somebody like, look, stock people on PC like our stocks, let's sell PC parts.
Okay,
like,
let's get into that, because that was actually something I was going to mention. So the news with GameStop, they are now selling GPUs, motherboards, even TVs, because, you know, they have to, right? But here's the funny part. If you go on GameStop.com right now, you know what you won't find? GPUs, motherboards, and TVs.
But why?
I don't know. They're not even there. They announced that they're going to sell them, but they're not selling them.
Did they announce a date?
No, they said it's live.
Oh.
They're saying it's sold out. I don't buy it.
So here's the thing. Like, all right, so.
I don't buy it.
You have to think. It seems like a dumb idea. But so personally, locally, okay, say for instance, I needed to go and get a GPU. Where would me or you go right now? One place.
Probably Micro Center.
Right.
Yeah.
How many of those are there?
Not too
many.
I
have to travel like 40 minutes to go there and get something computer related. Now, GameStop all of a sudden is like, hey, we carry all those parts now. Dude, the access that people have now, if they need that, it's way more to sell out. Would kind of make sense, because even just having these parts at Micro Centers, or if there's any Radio Shacks that still exist, like even having those, they're going to sell out. So it would be natural, just
20,
like with toys.
25
like,
in the United States.
See, just like with toys, yeah. Just like with consoles. And look, PC people, your consoles are these graphic cards. Like, that's what you guys tout. Like, you that's what you guys want. And that's why it's always sold out. That is your console, your system. So you're just feeling the same thing that we feel. GameStop could potentially stop that. You guys could all have this stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a trial and error thing. And somebody at GameStop probably said, look, Radio Shack is about, and this is so, this sounds so stupid me saying it, but Radio Shack is about to make moves right now. Radio Shack realized that, hey, we were bankrupt and the only person that even took any of our stuff was Micro Center kind of places. Nobody took, like, nobody builds radios, but they also had the computer stuff, right? They had the internals. So why not? Now, GameStop, smartest move could be to do this. Of course, PC people are going to be all pissed off because they're like, oh, I would never go into GameStop. Now you got to, bro.
Now you have to. Well,
or you maybe. Can order online and never get anything. Because see, another thing that you have to do is you have to now start defying the internet in this day and age, especially with the stuff we want. And we've found that out because we have successfully taken physical out of the equation.
Yeah.
And look what happens. We cannot access digital because of the programs and the bots that are there to scalp
right.
and steal everything. Yes. So we must bring physical back. We have to, or we are not going to be up with technology because technology is taking technology from us.
It's true. Isn't that weird? That's so weird. Although I'm actually kind of glad you mentioned that because there is a Twitter campaign, if you will, goes by the hashtag Forever Physical. Okay. All right. So, and people are saying that, you know, they never want to go digital. They want to stay physical. Although, see, I'm on the other side of things where A, I don't care about PC gamers. And B, I don't care about physical copies of video games. So for me, I'm actually on team digital's for now on hashtag digital for now on. But there is a big giant, conglomerate of people. I don't even know if that's the right way to put it, but, that, are backing this campaign of hashtag forever physical. Is that where you are?
These people are not aligned. Okay. All right. When I say physical, with that physical versus, digital, I'm talking purchasing physical products. We can't rely on the internet and just pre-order from the internet, buy everything. Look, you go to Target or Walmart or anywhere. And if you want a PS5, they say you can only get it digitally. You can only go online and order it. You can only do that. That is wrong. When it comes to gaming, fuck physical, dude. Digital all the way. That's how we can keep everything. That's what makes Xbox right now the most valuable system to have.
Yep.
Is because anything you've ever bought is coming over because of digital.
Yeah.
PlayStation, the guys with the thumbs up their ass are like, we want physical. Well, guess what they're doing? They're taking anything from the past and not letting you even access it, digital or not. So what's going to happen? You're going to have to rebuy all these games.
Yep.
Or you're just going to have a collection of old digital games. Fine, be a collector. You're never going to play them again. Like, why would you do that to yourself?
I don't know.
But it does suck because now they're taking away even the stuff I've bought in the past from PlayStation digitally. I can't even access. But yeah, I'm on your side.
This whole physical campaign,
we've shown, like Xbox has shown, you don't need it.
Don't.
If you want the game fast and now, it's digital.
Yeah.
You want to collect, fine. But guess what? That's why other companies like Limited Run and stuff exist.
Yeah.
They'll put that on a, you know what I'm saying? That's how cheap and really non-valuable in my eyes it is, where a third party company can just do it. And the company that makes the game is like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, that's fine.
Go ahead. We didn't want to waste the money on it anyways. You could be our publisher that we don't pay anything to.
Yeah. Mike is in the chat. He says, embrace emulation.
Emulation, I am a fan of. Yeah. Always been a fan of. Because, I mean, the differences between the original and the emulated, for me, up until CD-ROM games.
Yeah.
We've talked about that. PlayStation 1, those are where it gets really iffy, when you start getting CD-ROM games and, like, the Polygon stuff. But you did talk about all the old school up to, like, I don't know, maybe even Dreamcast.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give you that.
Like, this, I'm down.
Sega CD? I know.
No, probably not.
Yeah, same deal. I don't know. That's interesting. Interesting. But hashtag forever physical. Do whatever you guys want to do. It's fine. I don't care. Oh my God. I haven't bought a physical game. I can't even tell you how long.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm still
that I have to change them in my original Xbox. I hate that I have to get up and change the CD just to play a game.
Ugh. Terrible. What a terrible
situation. Guess what CD is still on my Xbox 360?
Oh, what?
Alien Colonial Marines.
Of course.
Never took it out.
Of course you haven't.
Why? Because I digitally installed Left 4 Dead 2, or else that game would be in my thing.
Do you... What is it still in my place? Oh, no, it's in my Xbox. Guess what's still in my Xbox? Xbox One.
Halo 4.
No, Xbox One.
Oh, Xbox One. My Rise.
No, Madden.
25?
Yeah, the newest one, not 25, what is it, 20, whatever.
Oh, 21. Okay.
The newer one, right? Like last year's. And like, why is that in my system? Well, because A, I haven't taken it out, and B, I haven't put another game in there since I played that game.
You didn't need to, yeah.
That game has been in my, has been inside my console for, when did it come out?
I don't know which one you're talking
about. Last year? Yeah.
21?
Yeah. Last year. So like, I don't know. Like I don't really need the physical game. I made my point, I think.
Yeah, because even with physical, like maybe these idiots still think that physical means no loading, because that's not what it means. Once you put the disc in, you're playing a digital game. That disc is just a key for permission for you to play it.
That's
like
it.
You're playing digital. Like everything is on your, you're saving no memory. You're saving nothing. You're collecting.
Collecting. Yeah, that's really what it is. Yeah. Right. Okay. Let's go into this. Marvel's Avengers. Let me tell you, I re-downloaded Marvel's Avengers.
I updated it. Okay. I meant to play it, but I didn't get to it.
So I will eventually get to it. I just, it was it's a big download, so I had to like let it go. It turns out the next update, they're calling it Patrol Mode.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying it's going to be a little bit more like Destiny than what we're used to as far as Marvel's Avengers. Does that information, just that little tiny information, does that make you really want to play the game? Let me ask you.
Kind of.
Mm, okay.
Because of the, I think that it's going to add a new element to the game. And that's the fact that we can just not have, and we can get together outside of the helicarrier or whatever. When we decide what we want to do, we can just go to this open world, the war zone, whatever the level is, the biome, and then just fuck around and decide what we want to do. If we see something happening over here, or something will pop up here, like someone needs help, like it's just an open world that things are just going to happen in. And I think that's really cool, especially if you just want to dick around. Like, I like doing the harm rooms because it's just nonstop fighting. I don't like traversing half the map to find a battle, rescue a guy, and then traverse all the way across to finish the mission.
Yeah.
We just be in the world and just do whatever we want. We see guys getting, like, remember in Anthem, like you can see like big monsters and you can attack them if you want or not. I think shit like that's going to start happening, where you're going to start seeing like an Abomination clone. Do you want to fight it? Are we leveled up enough? Who knows? But if we do, we're going to get some gear. If not, we can always retreat, and it's not going to be like detrimental to any kind of mission progression or anything like that. So I think it's going to be interesting, definitely. And this is, with everything that is coming, I think that they are possibly going to change this and make it a good thing. This is kind of what I didn't like in Destiny a little bit, the way that Destiny did it, because I remember when I played Destiny in these open worlds, you would come up to like a group of enemies and the music comes and you fight the enemies, blah, blah, blah. But if you were to go back and then go forward again, or if you were go back and you see like another team, and which I don't know if they're going to do that kind of thing, but you go back and forward, like kind of like old games, if you leave the screen and go back, the enemy respawns. That's what would happen in Destiny.
Yeah.
So like, if you were like, oh, I forgot this, or I see something on the map, and you go back and then you come back, you have to fight all those enemies all over again, which in a way makes sense because it's an open world, but not that close to it. Like,
yeah.
It was weird. But so if they do it right, then yeah. I mean, look at Destiny. Destiny is what you want to be right now.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Destiny and Warframe.
Oh yeah, Warframe. Dude, Warframe, I need to get back into that, because
that game's old as shit.
It's old as shit.
Still going.
But it's still going, and it's still strong. Like, to the point where that game is a different game from where you probably, if you've ever played that in the past, it is a different game now. So yeah, I guess, in time games could be better, but it's just a little unfortunate that with some games it takes time to get to that point. Like, what I mean? Like, I just kind of wish it was already there.
A game like Avengers, they have to be rushed, and it has to be like do or die, where you have a game like Warframe, it's a free-to-play game. And by tagging your game free-to-play gives you the right to slowly work on everything like they've done. And yeah, it sucked because like people like me, when I got an Xbox One, I'm like, free game, Warframe, never played it. I start playing it, I'm like confused. I'm like, I don't even know what the hell to do. Like, this is so weird. So I never picked it up again. I picked it up maybe later. It was okay. It was like that. It was very much like Destiny. I actually liked it better than Destiny. But then to see that it's still going on and people are just, it's just getting better and better and better. Just like with Fallout 76. Now those people love it because they gave it a chance. And these companies actually are like
trying,
they're not just giving up now.
Yeah.
They're not giving up on their ideas. So, I mean, it's, I don't know. I still have faith in the Avengers just because it's at some point Marvel has to step in and fix it because this is their fucking IP. They can't have this game just be like, oh, the only Avengers game we've had in years, decades, and they fucked it up. Yeah. Like they can't let that happen. They can't let that happen.
Well, I mean, it just goes to show because like when it comes to games like this, you know, characters have to be released new, you know, like roughly at a good pace, right? Every 3 months, something like that, you know. But with Marvel Avengers, they didn't release another character for like 6 months.
Yeah.
And then the next character they released after an arrow shooting character was another arrow shooting character. So
I think
like,
they need to do twos.
Yeah. At least. I think you're right. But like, I don't know, man. I mean, don't hold your breath for Spider-Man. He's not going to come out for quite some time. Probably another year.
PlayStation 5 when Spider-Man 2 comes out is what I'm saying.
That's what you're thinking. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I still don't think they'll release Spider-Man on Marvel's Avengers until next year.
Know what? They could also pull the whole fucking like, I don't know. They might have a lawsuit though, if they were to just make it PlayStation 5 or wait until the PlayStation 4. No, they couldn't. They couldn't.
That's
they already
long.
Said they already said that he's coming to PlayStation. They didn't say PlayStation 5. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it would have to be released. I mean, they just released a PlayStation 5 version of the Avengers, Marvel Avengers. So that's good, and that's the version I downloaded. So we'll see if there's much difference. You know, so I don't know. We'll see.
What about the Black Panther?
Of course, yeah, Black Panther by the end of the year. So that's good. That's good. That needs to happen. Absolutely. Especially with the loss of Chadwick Boseman. That's huge news. Unfortunately, that made Black Panther that much more popular. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to be insensitive here, but I'm just saying because of his death, it made that character that much more popular. So the fact that they even announced that it's coming out is a great thing. Is good. I don't know. To me... I still have the first taste of Marvel Avengers in my mouth. So I'm like, I don't know. Do I want to keep going with this game? I know it's boring, but who knows? And I didn't really like Destiny.
Yeah, I only liked the multiplayer in Destiny because it was Halo with special abilities.
Yeah. That's fair. But this is not going to be like Halo.
No.
So I don't know. Although what we did hear, this is totally different. This is not Marvel Avengers, but what we did hear, apparently the new Call of Duty is currently subtitled Vanguard. I'm sure it'll be like Call of Duty something obvious. But they're going to return to World War II.
So it's Call of Duty World War II Part 2.
Part 2. Yes. The last time they went to Call of Duty World War II was 2017. So
the last one.
Yeah. Call of Duty World War II, I guess maybe that's what they're going to call it, is due out in late this year. Mm. I know there's not much to say about it.
It'll be
better weapons. They're better weapons than the Cold War game.
Well, one of the I don't know if it's a rumor, leak or hearsay, is that it's going to be it's either going to be an alternate reality World War II, or it's going to be a kind of a little bit after like maybe 40s and 50s, but if World War II went a different way.
Yeah.
Either way points to kind of like an alternate reality, which I guess if you're going to, you ran out of time, we realized, and thankfully they realized that they've ran out of time periods. There's nowhere else you can really go without taking guns away from this game. So alternate realities, they're doing it with zombies, and zombies is hugely popular because of that. and the space and the weirdness. So why not?
Yeah.
Because really, where would they go? Out, they've done the past, the present, the future, and everywhere in between.
Everywhere in between.
The undead, hell, so, heaven. Like,
yeah.
Fucking...
So if you're a Call of Duty guy, this should make you excited.
I want a Call of Duty Ghosts 2.
No, you don't.
With wall running.
No, you don't.
Ghosts is my favorite. You the aliens. I like the aliens way better than zombies. Way better. I love that aliens.
No, you don't.
Yeah, dude. And they had Michael Myers.
Yeah. Terrible. Awful. You like Pokemon Go, though. I know.
Oh, my God. Hell yeah.
Yeah. So... So Pokemon Go, let's get into that, obviously, because I just mentioned it. But there is, they're coming out with new gear for Pokemon Go. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about, you know, like a new Pokeball or something like that. I'm actually talking about glasses. Okay. And I feel like this was just only a matter of time, right? But Niantic, the creator of Pokemon Go, has these, well, they posted on Twitter just a close-up shot of these glasses, and they are AR-XR enabled glasses. What's XR?
Cross reality.
Okay, yeah. But this is for people, because, well before they put out the Pokemon Go Plus... What's wrong?
Nothing. Go on. I see where this is going.
Okay. So the Pokemon Go Plus was released a few years ago, right? Where you can just walk around and you don't have to have your phone on. And all you have to do is press one button and it'll do things for you as you walk. What is the point of it? Oh, God, it's so stupid. Okay, so that came out. So now these glasses are coming out, and they're saying that they're about... $3,000 a piece. So okay, there's your total. There's your money that I was getting to. How do you feel about this? Is this something?
Right, so I just need clarification. Yeah. So these are glasses made by Niantic.
Yes.
Specifically for Pokemon Go.
Correct.
And so you're telling me they have commercialized and perfected augmented reality before any other company that's been working on it.
I guess so.
Before Google, before Microsoft.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Niantic
keep in mind,
comes out.
Well, they also have Harry Potter Wizards Unite as well.
Oh, then never mind. The IP holder of Harry Potter, that's magic, man. So, yeah, look, even if they were like, these glasses are going to work with all our little Go games, like, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Like, for them to even put this out, it's like...
Oh, they're not 3,000. I don't know. Actually, no, that the 3,000 number was for app was because Apple's working on a VR headset.
Oh my God, for their phones. Jesus Christ. Jesus. So yeah, I don't, no matter what the price, like you can't look. So you said $3,000. I didn't blink at that price because that's how much a good AR set of goggles should fucking cost right now. It doesn't make sense. You don't do this. You do not make peripherals for a phone. You don't make peripherals just because you own a game.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
Well, they're going to make money.
There's
that's
certain,
for sure.
Time Crisis had their Time Crisis gun. But
yeah,
this doesn't make, it's a phone. Like,
remember there was another, what was it? That failed miserably. Google Glasses. Google Glass. Remember that? It failed miserably.
Like, what are they? Their whole issue when this game came out was the fact that people weren't watching. People were getting hit by cars because they weren't watching where they were going. Right. Now they think that
or falling off cliffs or whatever. Yeah.
Like, have they ever driven a car and rubbernecked before? Like, you could put the screen in front of you. That's not going to stop people from not paying attention to the screen.
Yeah. Well,
like that's.
Yeah, and I would imagine, you know, because you'll have the glasses on, so it'll be like AR. So you'll see in front of you, but you'll also see Pokemon, right? You'll see
what you see, like when you hold up your phone.
Yeah.
But like, see, there's no way that there's hand tracking. So you're still going to have your phone. You're still going to bust out your phone to do the controls. Now,
yeah,
if there's hand tracking, then that no, if there's hand tracking, this is bullshit. It's a scam. There's no fucking way that they perfected this.
Yeah.
You just made a portable, an even more portable Oculus Go kind of that runs on the power of your phone. I'm assuming because you can't. What are you going to have glasses like?
I would assume. Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah.
So
I would. You're probably right about that. Yeah. I would assume.
How are they? I just want to say I'll believe it when I see it.
Sure.
Hopefully they allow other applications to take control of this so you could use it not only for their games, but even so, like, I can't imagine walking around and being like, I'm going to take a phone call and move that out and surf the web. I mean, that's what Google Glass, like, part of Google Glass, the failure wasn't the technology. It was that people look like fucking idiots doing that shit in public. The same reason why portable gaming does not work in America, because nobody wants to sit around in public playing a fucking game. It's embarrassing. There's the world, like, stay inside. Like, look, if you do it, fine, more power to you. But I kind of want to be aware of my surroundings when I'm in public. And look, when I see somebody playing a Game Boy in public, I'm like, that's kind of weird.
Especially
like, I could just go up and stab you and you're like, eh. So I don't know. And it's
why
it's
are you stabbing people? First of all,
that's just how it is. Like in Japan, that's cool. Like ideally, it would be great playing a Game Boy. Your thing goes off. Hey, Pokemon fight with a stranger. Awesome. But yeah, it doesn't work here. We don't have enough people.
No, we don't. All right. Are you good on that? You feel good?
Yep.
All right, good. Let's real quick. There are a couple of games, and actually, Mike posted up on the website gamefixshow.com that are potential candidates for the World Video Game Hall of Fame, and I will list them. Are you ready?
Yes.
Call of Duty. I would imagine the original, right? Yeah, right. Tron, Portal, Microsoft Flight Simulator, Farmville, FIFA International Soccer, Animal Crossing, StarCraft, Guitar Hero, Pole Position, Mattel Football, and Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
Is this the first Hall of Fame games?
No, this is...
This lineup sounds like they just took the first of each fucking genre and put them in here.
Well, I mean, okay, so I've been to this Hall of Fame before. This is at the Strong Museum in Rochester, New York.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. We actually interviewed, I can't remember her name now, but it was a great interview. But I think at the time it was World of Warcraft that was inducted. So, and keep in mind, these are just...
they're only going to pick one of these?
I don't know how many they'll pick.
Because they're all like, look, for once, these are all legitimate contenders because, you know, Guitar Hero is pivotal, and they're picking the first of the genres.
Four games. Last year, it went to Bejeweled, Centipede, Minecraft, King's Quest. So, four of these will be in.
This seems very skewed.
Why?
Because because all
that
they're
I absolutely
all they're nominating is the first game of that genre. Like, look, and they're good. Look, Minecraft, yes, Hall of Fame should be because it just changed the fucking world.
Yeah.
You say Guitar Hero, same thing. Call of Duty, pivotal. It changed first person shooting forever.
Yeah.
But every single nominee has that impact on gaming. So how are you going to choose between? Like, it would be different if it was like
Call of Duty.
No,
see, I disagree because when it comes to any Hall of Fame, there are tons of games of things or people that deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. The fact that you're saying that
football Hall of Fame, wrestling Hall of Fame, that's one genre. You pick a football player, you pick a wrestling player.
So then
what
are you mad about?
I'm not mad about anything. I said it's skewed.
Why is it skewed?
Because there's no other competing game against Call of Duty. Call of Duty is competing against Guitar Hero. Induct all of them is what I'm saying.
Well,
musicians,
no.
When you talk about the Rock and Roll Hall
of Fame,
that's
not how it works.
Yeah, but
Okay. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There are usually 12 candidates, and only four get in, just like this one. So why is it skewed? It's exactly like every other Hall of Fame, but this one's skewed because you disagree with a video game.
No, what other one is like Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Football Hall of Fame?
Football
is just football players. Basketball, just basketball players.
Okay. These are just video games. What's the problem?
Video games that's like saying it's just movies. There's like genres when you do
Hall
of Fame
for
movies.
No. These are just video
best
games.
Best motion picture, drama, best soundtrack.
No, that's but this is not an award show. This is the Hall of Fame. You're getting it confused. This is not an award show, dude.
Mm-hmm.
This is just eventually all of these will be inducted.
So then how are we supposed to pick? Like, why pick them? They all should be inducted. So how can I pick over Call of Duty?
I'm arguing you with how a Hall of Fame works. That is not even what we're. Why are you making this?
I don't know. I don't understand. I just say put them in the fucking Hall of Fame then. If it's okay. A football player, then like, yeah, it's whatever. I don't
but
know.
Every Hall of Fame gets candidates, and every Hall of Fame gets voted on those candidates. Every one of them.
Okay.
Well, you know what? Well, let's talk about the Baseball Hall of Fame, because that's what we talk about. We talk about sports on this show. this year in the Baseball Hall of Fame, yeah, I know. How do I know about this? Well, I work for a sports radio station. this year, the Baseball Hall of Fame had, I think, 20 candidates. Do you know how many made the Hall of Fame?
One.
Zero. Not one.
So how?
Because they have a different way of voting, and it's actually fucking awful. But
it is. That sounds absolutely awful, and that wasn't a good example of defending like how it works.
I wasn't defending anything. I'm giving you an example of how Hall of Fames work. This is not an award show. That's all I'm saying.
But people still vote,
of course, because it's a Hall of Fame.
All I'm saying is, how are you going to have someone vote against from Call of Duty to Guitar Hero? They're two different things. Like, how are you going to?
You just have people vote.
I like both of them equally. Like,
I can't believe we're arguing about this.
I'm not really. I'm just saying, like, all I said was it seems skewed.
Okay.
Seems like why, like, it's just, not skewed. I don't know. Maybe I don't get it.
They've been doing it like this every year since its inception. So I don't know what to tell you, really. submitted a complaint.
I don't understand Hall of Fame because, look, Farmville should have been before Bejeweled to begin with. Which is why, you know what I'm saying?
No, like, I honestly think Bejeweled. I think Bejeweled is way better than Farmville.
I think Farmville had more impact.
I don't know about all that. Bejeweled's on so much more.
Yeah, but Bejeweled's like a Tetris Dr. Mario ripoff. Farmville was brand original kind of game of its own. It was like pivotal Facebook fucking web-based game that just took over everybody.
So what do you who should make it out of these?
All of them. But what I'm saying is I'm saying.
Pick four.
Like, if I was
that's what we're talking about here, dude.
Call of Duty has to be one of them.
I would agree.
Not Farmville.
I agree.
Because it doesn't exist anymore. Guitar Hero should have.
I think those
Pole Position
are top two.
Should have because it's the first driving game.
I would give you that.
Flight Simulator, first flying game.
Yeah.
There you go. There's four.
Okay.
But the other ones deserve it too, which is, sure. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, it's I guess I don't understand Hall of Fame.
I'm not arguing deserving. All of these deserve, but only so many get in every year. That's what makes the Hall of Fame different. That's what makes these, because these games are the ones that made it this year. Next year there'll be four more. Next year after that there'll be four more, and you know, some of these might fall off the candidate list. So I don't know.
That's like putting rap in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, man.
I think that's okay to me.
Should be called Music Hall of Fame. Whatever. That's
agree
cool,
to,
I guess.
Agree to disagree.
Yeah.
Speaking of Animal Crossing,
that should not be on there at all.
I know.
By the way,
I disagree
that's
with
cult.
That.
That's a cult game. That's what I think.
That's fair. And so is most of these games. So, actually, one of them should be the Mattel football. That should actually make it.
Yeah. That's the handheld game.
That's the handheld game, right? That should make it.
Yeah, but absolutely. Okay.
All right. Gina posted on her website, gamefixshow.com, the Sanrio, is that how you say it? Sanrio collaboration packs that launched a few days ago. Apparently, people are having a lot.
Hello Kitty?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's one part of it. Yeah, yeah.
go on.
No, I'm just saying that you can access those at, I believe, at Targets, right? They're only at Targets, right? Although you're only allowed two per guest, and they lock them up, so you're gonna have to go and ask for them if they even have any.
Wait, what are they?
I don't really know. I guess they're codes, and that you get unlocked different things within.
Oh, in game.
Yeah, in game content. So I don't know. Just so you know, and if you're into it, go to the website gamefixture.com, and you could read more about it there. Are you ready
Sanrio.
Are you ready for movies?
I'm ready for Street Fighter versus Sanrio.
Jesus Christ.
Mike, right. Mike, get on it.
Mike, get on it. Do that. We got to get into movies. So we'll talk Falcon and Winter Soldier. So, but before we do that, there has been a deal that happened that actually kind of pisses me off. So Warner Brothers and Regal Cinemas has struck a deal, putting movies back in theaters ahead of HBO Max releases, which include Mortal Kombat, Space Jam.
They just reneged on it.
They totally did, right? So, it will be in theaters 45 days. 45 days. Can I say that again? 45 days. A month and a half before it's released on digital streaming. So, like, this deal seems, actually, I spoke to Mike about it, and he actually put it right. He said it seems a little slimy, and it does. It kind of pisses me off. Like, I was so excited because I was like, oh man, I get, I have HBO Max. I can't wait to watch these movies right when it comes out. Oh, how cool. Yes. Now it's going to come out 45 days early. And so it's like, well, then should I just get rid of HBO Max? I understand that I'm borrowing it, but like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, why even have it then?
How many people are going to cancel? I mean, people were complaining about Disney shit, like charging for fucking Mulan, and we're going to cancel subscriptions. This is worth canceling.
Yeah.
Because there were a lot of people that solely signed up because of that deal. And that deal was so great because of Disney Plus's stupid ass deal.
Yeah.
But now they've just gone on and like, look, if you want to talk money, still going to the theater is going to be cheaper than getting the premiere on Disney Plus.
That's right, fair. Now.
But I mean, that's still like they.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's. What do you mean? It's going to be cheaper.
If you were to get a premiere movie on Disney Plus, Mulan, or that.
Oh yeah, it's like 30 bucks. Sure, but not on HBO Max.
Right, on HBO. But I'm saying if now you have to go to the theater to see Mortal Kombat first, it's still going to be cheaper than if they were to go ahead and switch to like the Disney format where they're going to charge you an arm and a leg.
Sure.
So it's, but it's still that's. I bet they change that soon. They're going to go back and they're going to make it something that maybe they're going to shorten the window. They found out that was a great deal for us. They probably made nothing because who's going to watch it? Look at what they started this out with, the worst movie they could have, Wonder Woman, the worst movie that they could have started. And that started everything.
Yeah.
I hope they change it. This is something that they should change. This is like class action lawsuit kind of stuff, dude. Cause I mean, this is,
it's like, why did I even get, you know, HBO Max, if I, you know what I mean? Like the point of getting it was to get those movies.
Yeah. That was the benefit.
That's like the added benefit, right? That's the catalyst that puts you over that makes you want to get it. And now that's gone.
They were the only ones doing it. Yeah. I mean, they could have, I think there could have been other ways that they could have kind of tried to make up for it than just flat out. I mean, and look, I understand they're going to pitch it as like, hey, this is us like bailing out theaters. We're giving them a chance. But why? Let them go away. Like times, they are a changing. We don't get pulled by horses anymore. Although, no one's out there like,
although fucking pitching that. We're getting one movie at least before this all goes down, because Godzilla vs. Kong comes out on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So, and the theaters, these select theaters don't open until April 2nd. So you were actually going to get that one at least, right?
But then man,
slimy.
This is so risky, dude. Yeah. Because it's, you don't know how theaters are really gonna, how it's gonna work out, if there's gonna be limited, like half the amount of tickets per theater, so that's gonna be even harder to watch the movie anyways.
Crazy, man.
That's
stupid. Bummer. It's bummer. Huge bummer. I agree.
Why would they?
I don't know. All right. Let's move on. I don't know. It's just weird. It was just like, oh, all right. Jerks. Like, that's kind of what I think.
They compete against themselves.
It's really exactly what it is. Yeah. So I wonder what HBO Max thinks about this.
Disney?
No.
Oh, you mean HBO Max. Well, Warner Brothers, they own HBO, right?
Is that right?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
But they obviously have a deal. That's another thing. Like, I would think that they own it, because otherwise, you're totally just took away from
they do own
partnership.
It. Right.
Okay. So they own it, but still, I mean, it's still a different division than HBO TV and the theater and the cinema. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see. Maybe it'll, I have a feeling it'll change back. Yeah. Some sort of, this can't be, I mean, it could, I guess, whatever. All what right. Other movies are coming out, man? I mean, maybe they're trying to like, I don't know.
Well, this movie's coming out. I don't know if apparently it's coming out to Netflix. So we don't have to really worry about all that other stuff that we just talked about, but it is a movie about Jeffrey Dahmer's life. It's a limited series called Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer Story. Excuse me. I thought it was a movie. Playing Jeffrey Dahmer is Evan Peters, the same actor who played Pietro in the MCU, which is a good look. I think that's about right. It makes sense. I don't know if I really want to watch this though. It's kind of creepy.
Right? They already had a movie called Dahmer, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, everyone's got to have their own, right? That's kind of the deal.
I personally wouldn't watch it. I lived through that. I'm not through him eating me or anything, but you know, the news, it was all like, you know, that was like living through the OJ. I don't need to see an OJ special because I kind of lived through it.
Yeah. I get it. I was there. Right. Yeah.
So, he fits the part. He looks like a wacko that would eat somebody's face, but.
Sure. It looked like a wacko to eat someone's face. But yeah, just so you know, not really much to talk about. Just so you know that he'll be starring in it. Sure. Whatever.
It's canon.
All right. Have you watched the new trailer for Suicide Squad part?
Yes.
Suicide Squad part. There's no part. It's just Suicide Squad. Why isn't it two? Why isn't it two?
Because they didn't know.
Is it a reboot?
No, yet. No, it's not. I don't think it's going to be a reboot because it's going to be a simple. All they got to do is this. Hey, what happened to this dude? Oh, this happened. Yeah. Oh, that. Oh, other I know. I know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. With.
No, I so, get like, that.
And,
I get that.
And if they don't make it a sequel, then it's even dumber. If they don't make it a sequel, it's dumber because they have two of the people from the original movie, maybe even more.
I think
and
more.
No one
yeah,
else.
More.
So they could make it a sequel because if that's it. And none of the characters are even the same, then you're good. You're
yeah, safe. You have the army guy or whatever, like the head of it, which he's not wearing fatigues. He's just like wearing a t-shirt, which is really weird. I don't understand what happened there. I guess we'll get it explained. What's her name? The woman that was like in charge of the team.
Yeah.
And then Harley Quinn. Margot Robbie. So she'll be in it too. So I don't know. Looks stupid. They're saying that it's way better than the first one. Fair. Okay.
Gory. That's it.
Yeah. But okay. It doesn't take much to be better than the first one. The first one was terrible. But like, you know, John Cena's in it talking about eating dicks. Okay. There's that. And then you have the shark. What's the shark?
Dude. I don't know.
I don't know his name.
It's DC, you know, DC does things like that. A giant shark. Shark
with a dad body. And then you have Idris Elba. So the dress is in, and I like that. I like Idris Elba. So, but I don't know. Like, I mean, I don't know. This is so stupid.
It is stupid. And people think that just because you have a good director or whatever behind anything, even if he writes the story, it doesn't mean anything because you are stuck. James Gunn could do awesome with Guardians of the Galaxy and suck at Suicide Squad because Guardians of the Galaxy story may be a little bit better than Suicide Squad. The characters could be better. You know what? Like those are factors. So there's no fucking way I'm going to go into this movie and say, oh, just because he did it, it's going to be fucking better. Just because the shark rips a guy in half, it's going to be better. Look, we know DC, we know Warner Brothers. They will look at other things and they will force us to watch things just because they think it'll make money. They redid Justice League just to add comedy. You know what I'm saying? Things like that. They're going to redo this one or they're going to do this one and be like, look, what can we do?
Oh, I think they took away comedy.
No, not from Justice League, because when the original Justice League, not the first cut, because that came out when Endgame came out and the Infinity, and they were like, these guys are still making jokes, yet this is an awesome movie. So they went back and had the Flash kid do a lot more comedy shit, like make it more lighthearted, which they still failed at.
Yeah.
But I'm not taking Gunn into consideration. I'm taking the fact that the first Suicide Squad sucked. DC doesn't have a good track record with me. And you're rebooting something and you don't even have faith. You don't have enough faith in what you put out. I mean, Birds of Prey, look at that wishy-washy title shit. You don't do that.
No.
You don't do that. You don't change the title of a movie like after the movie's released.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just, I mean, fuck, I'm not going to fall for it. Like, I fell for Justice League shit. So.
All right. Well, let's stick with DC real quick. The Rock. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he actually went online and talked about the Black Adam movie. I guess
Black Adam.
Bladam. Yeah,
Bladam.
It's a standalone film, they're saying, which is just up DC's alley, right? Because why connect them to another movie? Even though they had a fucking... Sorry. Anyway, apparently it will be coming out. He actually gave us a release date. He said September 29th, 2022.
What did he say after that, though?
What do you mean?
He says something after that, which I thought was great.
What?
The
hierarchy of power in the DC universe is about to change. But yeah. I think that he's just talking about his character.
I know, but I don't take it that way. But yeah, so like, I think
they had a Shazam movie. Why don't they just make this a part of that?
Right, a sequel. Ugh. Or yeah, he's in the next one. See, I didn't even know. I don't know. I mean, Shazam's the only DC movie that I really want to see. I haven't seen it yet.
It was fun. I enjoyed it. Yeah.
But I didn't think that Black Adam was an anti-hero. I thought he was straight up fucking villain.
That's what I thought too, but.
How many anti-heroes are they going to fucking have? Like nothing, no one that they presented to us in the Suicide Squad movies are anti-heroes at all. They're villains. Yeah,
they're all villains.
They're trying to take villains and make them good. Like that's the dumbest thing. I understand the premise.
They're trying to Deadpool all the characters is what they're saying. I agree.
Yeah. So I don't know. This could be good because of The Rock. Like I probably could say every, including Doom, every Rock movie I've seen, I've enjoyed.
Okay.
Even Doom. I love Doom. So I will go see this.
Okay.
Solely because of The Rock.
Yeah, I agree. I think I am definitely looking forward to this movie, but I don't know. I'm just disappointed that it's a standalone and it doesn't connect to anything. So, yeah, but
less risk in case he decides he doesn't want to do anymore.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. So, another thing, there's really not much to talk about, but Transformers is in the works to making another movie.
Look, I mean,
fine, whatever.
I like the whole property of Transformers. I saw a couple of the Bay films, but like after like two or three, they all blend together for me. So I was like, okay, I'll just stop because it's just like whatever. I didn't know they were still making them. I did not. I had no idea.
Well, they just made the not just made, but probably like 2 years ago. But like the
Bumblebee,
the Bumblebee one. So that I don't know.
The 80s Transformers.
I'm guessing this connects to that. I would think. I don't know.
I mean, I'm glad, dude. I think I should see Bumblebee. I heard that it was like the 80s version robot.
It was good,
which is cool. The simpler transformation. Yeah, not like their arm transforms like 100 times,
right,
just to get to a wheel.
Yeah, no.
T-1000.
Yeah,
they're all just liquid.
They're all liquid. Well, actually, in the Stanley Tucci Transformer movie, they were kind of like liquid.
What are you talking about?
Apparently, you didn't see that one.
Okay. No, I didn't see that.
It was Megatron, but he was like it was almost like nanotech.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that they need to hurry up and just do the Transformers G.I. Joe while everybody's doing these universes. The Hasbro universe has
that'd
it right
sweet.
There.
Yeah,
that's
be
what
awesome.
We need is the G.I. Joe Transformers.
Yeah. And then you have
Which
The Rock.
Why,
and you
why
can
have
The Rock in a Transformers movie. Boom, there you have it.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, Rock, I'm G.I. Joe.
Yeah. although you won't have, what's his name, because they killed him off in the second one.
Yeah, Johnny caged his ass.
Johnny caged his ass, pretty much. Get over here and get caged, right? No, that works. Anyway, you like that? See if you finally got it, right? Yeah. A new movie in development with Chad Stahelski, who's the director of John Wick. But we are looking to get a movie on A Ghost of Tsushima, which is actually pretty sweet. I want to see what this is all about. There's nothing out about it. There's no pictures. There's nothing. But that's cool. It was a great story, and I can really see them kind of pulling some crazy shit from that movie.
Be like
from
the John Wick movie. Of Samurai.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, dude. It's gonna be very bloody. Yeah, well, it has to be because the game's very bloody.
Any movie that makes, except for Ninja Turtles 2, which is on the fence, but blades when they don't use them. I hate it. Ninja Turtles 2 the whole time.
Yeah,
like, they have fucking blades and they're using like sausages and fucking bread loaves.
Well, they weren't allowed to do it. But but then again, how the cartoon solved all that is they were all robots.
Yes, exactly. So, that's how DC did it with the first Dawn of Justice.
Yes.
All the just throwaway enemies, dude. But look at what with X-Men. All right. So we had that problem with Wolverine for a few movies. And then they just went out and like the second one, they let him stab people. Or was that the third? The second one, but no blood. And then they just let him just tear into shit after that. Because why have Wolverine? He has claws and he's not doing anything but slicing chains and walls and cars. You know?
Yeah.
So they opened up with that scene in the house and killing all those SWAT team members, which was sweet, but no blood. And
Who knows? Tsushima, sure. Tsushima. All right. Are you ready for the Bucky and Sam fan jam?
Fan jam.
Or our weekly review of Falcon and Winter Soldier. This one is episode 2, The Star Spangled Man. All right, so if you haven't seen episode 2, this is probably the time for you to kind of change it and then come back to us once you've seen it. But let's get into it. We got a better idea about who the new Captain America is. It turns out, and we were right. He's just a man. He's just a soldier. He has no abilities. Although he's really fucking good with that shield.
Irks me is that he has nothing, no abilities, but he's throwing that thing fast as fucking catching it.
Yeah.
Look, I've read comics for a while. I still don't understand how the shield comes back to people. It's not a boomerang.
Well, no, because remember in the one scene with Spider-Man, he goes, that thing doesn't abide any laws of physics.
Like, and that's so how they leave it.
They even like, said it, you know, so, which is fine. That's fine. I mean, because it almost acts like Mjolnir. Right?
Yeah, the power is in the shield, which it totally was with this dude, man. Yeah. He knew how to use that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he proved himself, in my eyes, that he was kind of like, hey, if a superhero is not going to take the helm, he may as well.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with this dude right now. When he saved his partner by throwing the shield
that was
the
sweet. Ground, that was sweet.
Yeah.
That was cool. Like,
and he was doing shit, dude. Yeah. I mean, he was doing stuff.
Unfortunately, but when it comes to the new series, what's the name of the Flag Smashers? The Flag Smashers, it looks like they're super soldiers, or at least something of that ilk.
Like that.
And you know they're having an issue fighting these people because there's like at least we've seen 8 of them, and they seem to all have super soldier abilities. Well. At least that's what it looks like. Although, is it fair to say that they're kind of like the good guys doing things the wrong way? Right? Because yes. they're stealing like
vigilantes.
Vigilante
justice.
But they're doing it the wrong way. And so I don't know. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, on that. I have a feeling that it's going to come down. I mean, there's people in their group that are bad. And then there's like the main girl who obviously looks like somebody like they're going to talk her out of something. Like she's going to end up, she doesn't really want to be doing what she's doing.
It's going to be like the character from Ant-Man and Wasp Ghost. Right. That's what I keep seeing, but
yeah. I also think that this, whatever it is, it's not in them all the time. I think it's like a drug that they're taking. And based on that, and based on the fact that I did look up the fact that this John Walker in the comics is the one who becomes US agent.
Yeah.
If this, mark my words, if this serum is just like a portable kind of like shoot it up when you need to, he's going to become US agent because that's all he needs. He's already proven he has the skills. He just needs the strength to match it.
Right.
And his whole past, it's not like a bad guy. People are like, dude, like, he said this and he's all government. Like, that's kind of what Tony Stark was doing during the whole Civil War. So like, that's doesn't mean anything to me. Like if he's going to be like cocky, fuck him. Like that's fine.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I'm actually kind of cool. Like I was like, all right, I want to see what this Captain America
fucking is. Saved their asses and they left the two superheroes left them on that truck to get their asses kicked.
Yep.
What the fuck was that, dude?
I don't know.
But yeah, okay. So that was very, very, that earned my trust in this decision of Captain America, as far at as least the, a little bit.
Yeah, as far as John Walker, Captain America, right. Well, obviously, John Walker kind of extended an olive branch to the two to like, let's work together, blah, blah, blah. Obviously, they didn't want to do that because they're not, you know, they're not just going to fall in line to this guy who thinks he's Captain America, or at least have been told that he's Captain America. So, I mean, there's a little, obviously there's a little, you know, sour grapes, but at the same time, you know, it was his fault. Like everything about it was his fault. So I, you know, it's just kind of, you know, like he made that bet, he's got to lay in it now. So, but you know, since the blip, obviously there's some weird shit that's going on, mainly this group trying to, what is it like? Cause a certain amount of people didn't get like some kind of medicine or whatever, and that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, I don't even really know
something. Yeah, I feel like that's what I got out of it. But man, between the well, it's funny because it's one white guy, one black guy, one white guy, one black guy. It's like they're like the same team, but like not together. And you know, obviously the message where he did extend the olive branch, and then they said pretty much that, you know, you're the government, you have to go by certain rules. We're a little more lax because we don't have to answer to anybody. And so they just walked away. And that's when he said, well, in that case, stay out of my way. So there's a little bit of a Captain America. Well, it's bad because like, it's pretty much everything Steve didn't stand for.
Right.
Is what this guy is standing
for. But he should have.
What they wanted out of Captain America, the government, originally when Steve Rogers became Captain America, this is what they wanted.
Yep.
But it didn't happen, obviously, because he had a certain, you know.
Bucky.
Yeah, well, that too. Yeah, Bucky. But like, yeah, so pretty cool. Obviously, you know, they had to talk to the only guy they really didn't want to talk to. And they showed him at the very end of the episode. It's Helmut Zemo, which was the guy that unlocked Bucky's head pretty much in Civil War. Mm. So that's cool.
Yeah. I didn't find that exciting. Like it was almost a given because he's not dead. Why not? Like, the thing is like Zemo, like it's not like, he was just a mastermind behind things. He was like the Mandarin in Iron Man. Like
absolutely.
He could have been powerful, but he was nobody.
But it's weird because like at that movie, to me, he was probably one of the best villains. And he didn't do anything.
Oh yeah, yeah. So villainy, yeah. He I mean, what he did was bad. Like he got the Avengers, like he pretty much was the only one to take down the Avengers.
Right. Really.
But as a like individual, them meeting him and him, because look, his whole shtick at that time was he had the unlock phrase and stuff for Bucky and for whatever other sleeper agents could have been out there. So like at any time he could just do that and whatever other ties he has. But like, I don't know, like I'm kind of hoping that every episode isn't just show a character credits, because we've gotten that twice. First was Captain America credits.
Yeah.
All right, cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm interested to see what happens. I don't know what to really say, kind of like WandaVision, because this could be like a fleeting thing. They talked to him once he's done. We may not see War Machine anymore. Don Cheadle, we might not see anymore, but we might, you know, we might see a new enemy. Like I'm interested to see where it goes, but Zemo, like, I don't know. I would have rather, I hope there's somebody bigger.
Yeah, I think there will
be bigger.
Yeah, I think there will
or
be.
Or at least if he has like knows other agents or something.
Yeah. Like. Did you find it weird that when Bucky went in the back of the truck behind that didn't really do anything?
I said that, and you know what?
Kind of a plot hole, right?
Well, no, it wasn't. Like I was flipping out. I was like, "What the fuck?" Like he was right in front. The reason is because it wasn't a hostage. Those guys were looking and like, "Okay, let's see what this dude's gonna do." Because the girl was not a hostage,
that's
and
fair.
She smiled. Yeah. So that's why they weren't like. Because I was like, "Why are they radioing the guy saying this guy just broke into the truck?" Because it wasn't a hostage, and they didn't care.
And
they were super soldiers.
That's fair.
Like,
okay,
no one can stop.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that. I can believe
if
that.
Not that. I mean, yeah, that's almost too obvious for them to not catch. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I felt the same way. I was like, okay, good, good.
I was like, wait, didn't what? See him? I'm like, why didn't they say anything? Why didn't they go
grab him?
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, that's or something like that. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. No, I thought the episode was really good. I'm actually like looking forward to seeing what the hell else is going to unravel in this show. There's some really cool action scenes. I would imagine we'll probably see John St. Pierre at some point again, too.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Remember when Bucky jumped out of the plane and he just for no reason tears his sleeve off? But why did he need to do that?
Because it looked cool.
He's like, I don't need to shoot. And just throw, like, he could have just not done the arm.
Well,
it did look cool, but
it didn't even need to be said, to be honest, because like we already know, like, I mean,
jump out.
Yeah, because Captain America didn't need a flag or didn't need a flag, didn't need a parachute. Like he just jumped down. So I why couldn't he? And furthermore, the fact that he jumped down and he like it was a terrible landing. Like that guy is one of the greatest fighters in the world right now. The fact of the matter that he didn't know how to jump out of a plane without a parachute was kind of far-fetched.
He did ask for the parachute, though. He was like, right. Where's the parachute? We're too low. But yeah, he could. I thought he would grab onto something like a branch, but he just took the fall, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he just hasn't fallen enough.
Maybe he hasn't fallen enough. Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's a super soldier, so he'll be fine. But like... Yeah, I just thought it's funny. Obviously, you know, with the dynamic between Falcon and Winter Soldier, that, you know, there's the comedy aspect. The therapist scene.
Yeah.
Which is weird. It was so stupid and weird, but at the same time, I very much enjoyed it.
The end was, that was good.
They had to, like, get closer. This is what you wanted, right? But, you know, obviously, you know, Bucky saying what he felt was, you know, why did you give up the shield? That's what's been bothering him. So I think that's what's been bothering everybody, right? It bothers me. Like, why did you give that up, man? Like Steve said, here, this is yours.
But like, so Falcon didn't want it, but he didn't mean for it to go this way. He was being humble and didn't think that he was just being humble.
Right.
Like,
right.
Deserve it. Bucky doesn't even care, but he just knows that Bucky would prefer Falcon to keep it. But because of all this, we know Bucky's going to end up with it. Because of the trailers, has it again in the forest, throwing the shield around.
You're right. Well, yet. I mean, he could catch it, but it doesn't mean it's his yet.
No, I'm saying Falcon was in the woods throwing the shield and practicing with it, which means they take it from Fuckface.
Yeah, eventually.
At some point.
Right. Fuckface.
That's the interesting thing. Because, like, I mean, you take it from then Fuckface. They're going to be wanted again.
Yeah. That's a good point.
They're going to be wanted because they steal government property. There's no way that they don't, because it's in the trailer when they're hiding in the woods, throwing the shield, practicing.
When the cops say, sorry, sir, you're under arrest. And he's like, what do you say? He's like, the government pardoned him with all that. He's like, well, it's not for that because you, you missed a session, which is, I get it. Like that's, it's like, you know,
that was the whole premise of Superman Returns.
Yeah.
Luther didn't show up for court. Now we got a movie.
Fucking stupid.
Yeah, I mean that's cool. It was good. I mean, he needs it. Whatever.
I want to know if eventually, because this happens after Wanda and Vision, right?
That I don't know.
Yeah, it's like it's like it's like a month. It's less than a month before or after WandaVision. So I'm wondering if something is at least mentioned.
So how about this?
I don't know how they could, but yeah.
Wanda right now is held up in the middle of the woods in a cabin.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. We've already seen them in the middle of the woods.
Interesting. That's a good thought. Yeah, because
they are remaining Avengers. And if shit goes bad, this could be another small civil war, like U.S. agent and the government again against these guys.
Against
because they
two,
were all
two
yeah,
super
because
people.
Even Wanda
right?
was on.
And keep in mind, Vision, White Vision flew somewhere.
White Vision is flying around.
Somewhere.
he can unite all of them.
Yeah.
Man. We can get the East Coast Avengers. No, West Coast Avengers.
West Side? That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the rest of it. Yeah, for sure. I'm looking forward to the rest of it. This is fun. And it's so crazy because like, I you know me, like when it comes to like watching like shows, I'm not really into it. I really am not. but like this is like movie quality shows. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, this is
what I've always wanted in a TV show. You know what I mean?
They're taking the real actors and not finding like a second rate, like with all like the Stargate show or any movie that turns into a show. There's always someone who looks like the guy, but is not the guy.
Right.
And they never take the actors and put them in at all. And they never cross over TV and movie. The only thing they ever did was in the beginning of Daredevil, they mentioned the incident in New York. That's it. And they call it like the incident when the aliens, Loki and all that came down. That's it. That's the closest thing to any kind of like canonization
that made it to it. Yeah. Well, I mean, they just made it canon.
Netflix?
Yeah, they said that that's canon, which is, well, because they're trying to pull in.
Yeah, Daredevil.
They're trying to pull him in. So.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, it was canon, but like they never, but outside of that.
Yeah.
They never mentioned anything. Oh, man. Bring Daredevil back.
That'd be sweet.
Stole the fucking shield. Matt Murdock.
Oh yeah, that's a good fit, right? I know a guy.
If he defends him, is like, this doesn't belong to the government. This belongs to Stark, and he's dead. And yeah,
actually, it belongs to Pepper. Yeah, it belongs to Pepper.
Rescue comes in.
That'd be sweet. Yeah. And his daughter, right? Like she's eventually.
She becomes Iron Gal or Iron Gal or something. Something that's kind of relevant, like Girl Man or something.
Oh yeah,
Girl Man.
I'm actually trying to look it up. See if
I am a man with all the powers of a girl.
Yeah.
I throw teddy bears and kisses.
Yeah, Morgan. I don't know.
I have my lollipop grasp. It's like a sticky hand. I put it on your head and rip out your hair. Girl Man, son of Iron Man.
I mean, Morgan at this point is still like 5 or 6 years old, right? So maybe she won't chill up.
Yeah,
because this was after Endgame, right? It was like a couple months after Endgame, so yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe Spider-Man shows up. Who knows? This could go anyway. One quick... hey, what's up, Mike? Thanks for joining us. One quick prediction about the show. Apart from Bucky becoming, at least what you think, becoming Captain America, is there another one you have?
Besides any other theories?
Yeah.
The U.S. agent. Well, absolutely. We're going to get U.S. agent out of dude. They're going to come into an agreement, and he's either going to get serum or not, and he is going to become the Captain America, the government's Captain America, U.S. agent, but Bucky will be Captain America that we know, Super Soldier Captain America.
Hmm. I still think it's going to be Falcon, but...
Being Captain America?
Yeah. Because he's supposed to be.
Right.
It's almost obvious, but...
Almost. Not if you read the comics, though. It's,
that's
they
fair.
Don't do anything.
That's
they,
fair,
they
but
always
they,
go against the
they
comics,
don't go
but...
with the comics, so that's why I'm like, I don't know.
I mean, it would be their chance to make a... It would be a brand new character if they stick to it. If he accepts the shield, they have officially made a brand new character.
Yeah.
Unless I'm missing something and there's a comic from another reality or another Earth that has...
I'm sure there is. That has something to do with Batman or something like
that. Kind of like the Iron Man.
How did that happen?
America Cross was the Iron Patriot.
Right. Why didn't Tony Stark give everyone metal suits?
No. Like in the game.
I don't understand why. Yeah, right? But like, why did he just give everyone
metal suits? I made you all metal suits. Yeah. Not just Spider-Man and me. Everyone gets.
Doesn't that make sense? That makes sense.
Yeah.
Anyway, we digress. But okay, so next week we will be talking about episode 3, obviously. So this is, I'm looking forward to it. This is going to be good. Yeah. So... All right. Anything else you want to talk about before we let the good people go?
No.
All right. Well, do us a favor. Do yourself a favor. Go to our website, gamefixshow.com. There's a lot more content there you guys could check, as well as our social media, as well as our Patreon, where there's even more content. So if you support the show, please become a patron. We really appreciate it. And there's a lot of stuff that you can unlock. Oh, wait. We got a question from Mike. He says, how could Captain America come back at this point to confront the imposter captain? You know, that's actually a good point. I was thinking, like, Steve is still alive, right?
Yeah.
Why isn't he, like, called
Yeah, he's like, I want my shield back.
Well, what are you doing, man? I gave you that shield, dick.
He's still got to be strong because they went and found that one dude, the other old guy that was strong that they never talked about. They were like,
right. I forgot to mention
he was black, and during that time period, it wasn't like.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like Steve has got to be still like strong. I don't know.
Oh, thanks, Mike. Appreciate that. Yeah, I know. All right. Thank you for listening. We really do appreciate it. Join us every Monday night, 9 o'clock here on our Facebook page, facebook.com/GameFixShow. You can download our episodes pretty much anywhere you would find podcasts. You could or on our website might be the easiest though, gamefixshow.com. You can find it right there in the right-hand corner. Boom. So I think at this, we leave you with that. And CJ, take us out.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
See ya.
I love you.
Adios, turd nuggets. Don't you know that you're a grown up?
I'm a grown up.
Me too.
Yep, me too. But you know, these days, being a grown up can really suck.
Luckily, we're grown ups who grew up in the coolest generation.
We had video arcades.
And also some of the best TV and movies ever made.
We lived the origin of awesome consumer electronics. The list goes on and on.
Yep, Generation X.
Exactly.
And we're Gen X Grown Up.
Every week, the Gen X Grown Up podcast explores media, tech, toys, games, and more from both yesterday and today.
Through the eyes of Generation Xers who absolutely love that stuff. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or find us on our website, GenXGrownUp.com. Life sucks as a grown-up. All right, you think that was good enough?
I hope so, man. I'm tired.
Who listens to a promo on a podcast and then goes and listens to a different podcast?
Right. I've never done it. No, right.